booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Frankie. Fresh off the yet another Friars experience.
Yes, yes. It does take a couple of days for me to recover from those Friars experiences, but yes, indeed.
Well, it was a lot of fun. We'll talk about it tomorrow on the other side of midnight. But today, right now, we're talking about breaking news. Deb is at the news desk, as you heard, covering the breaking news. We've got our folks in the control room. Sid, the birthday boy, Hollywood, is celebrating his big birthday today. He'll be in at 5:15. And Frank, I think these are some of the concepts or topics that we're going to be talking about today around the water cooler. Governor McConaughey, this could actually be realistic. Matthew McConaughey could turn from actor into lawmaker, which is wild. Also, reading, writing, and racism. America's schools are under attack, but liberals and conservatives cannot agree by whom. They're pointing at each other, of course. And New York City turns into a 70s film noir version of itself. But what is it about our mayor? Why does he not seem to understand that the city is falling apart?
Oh, isn't that a great question?
Yes, I know it is. It's brilliant. And in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, ooh, we've got some exciting stuff. If you don't have a so-called vaccine passport, you will not be able to visit this incredible European country this summer. If you do, they say, welcome.
Somebody that always has his passport in hand, he's ready to jet off on a moment's notice to cover breaking traffic news all over the region, is Joe Nolan, who has traffic and transit on the sevens. Good morning, Joe.
And good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. And here we go on Jersey Turnpike, northbound inner roadway. All lanes are closed. That overnight road work that's there every single night. Also, as you begin to travel out onto the drive southbound now, right around the area of the Brooklyn Bridge, there is a disabled vehicle. Actually, it's on the ramp to the Brooklyn Bridge, so that will slow you down if you're traveling outbound. And then Staten Island bound Verrazano, again, that lower level is going to be closed. The overnight road work, that will continue. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. This report, service of Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. to take credit cards. Learn more, discover.com/yes. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Yep. All right, from the Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, it is going to be a kind of one of those mixed days. We'll start off with a mix of clouds and sun this morning, and then the clouds will continue to increase. We could have showers developing sometime this afternoon. We're only going to get up to about 67 degrees, but tomorrow actually looks really beautiful. 74 degrees we should get up to in the city, sunshine and some clouds here and there, but really looks to be a very nice day. Wednesday, we're looking at about 66 degrees. The showers return throughout the day. We'll only get up, like I said, to 66. And the evening, we're going to drop down to 36 Wednesday evening. So you know what that means. Thursday, we're looking at temperatures only getting into the low 50s. But today, again, rain here and there, clouds here and there. Not too much to write home about. Frank, it's 54 right now in New York City.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm excited about, and I think everybody that enjoys late-night socializing is probably similarly excited. Restaurants and bars throughout New York can now stay open an hour later as of today. The latest round of COVID restriction rollbacks are allowing establishments to stay open until midnight. This, as New York City reports, fully vaccinating more than 2 million people. Meantime, this Thursday, car and horse racing venues will be able to open up capacity to 20%.
Well, that's positive news. Negative news I would like to bring to you now, Frank. It looks like something out of a 70s, I don't know, like a crime film at times these days. But no, what you're seeing on the streets and underground here in New York City is real life. Random attacks on locals and tourists is increasing, obviously leading to a level of anxiety that we haven't seen in quite a while. I mean, we saw it last summer, but it, you know, from, I mean, before that, we really had been living large here in New York City. One New Yorker calls it a lawless city. Meantime, an underground Asian officer acting as a decoy to help stop all these Asian hate attacks was threatened over the weekend at the Dutch Kills train station over in Astoria. And a horrifying knockout game seems to be back in play. There are assaults on strangers happening now, even in low crime areas. You know, they just walk up and just punch you. Meantime, even EMTs are being targeted by anti-cop agitators. Apparently, city officials are saying something was thrown through an FDNY ambulance at least once every month in the Bed-Stuy section of Brooklyn over the last months. Two ambulances were vandalized. The letters FTP spray painted on them. You can just imagine what that means. Blank the police. Union bosses say crews are trained to help save people's lives, not defend their own. And 20-year-old protection gear, which is what they're using right now, like bulletproof vests, aren't cutting it.
Speaking of the NYPD, they are doubling down on security efforts as they await the final verdict in the trial of former Minneapolis officer Derek Chauvin, which could come as soon as today. Officers are being told they can't take any unplanned days off as officials prepare for potential protests in reaction to the outcome of the trial. Chauvin is the white police officer charged with murdering George Floyd, sparking outrage across the world, especially right here in New York. Last week, Mayor de Blasio said the city learned several lessons from demonstrations that took place over the summer.
You know, my friends Rob and Christine came over on Friday. Rob was a New York City cop for 20 years, and he just retired a few months ago, earlier than he wanted to, for the obvious reasons. I mean, for the same reason that all these other police officers are retiring. And we were talking about it over the kitchen island, and he was saying, you know, he was just so sickened by what he had to go through, being a good cop, a good dude who, you know, dedicated his life to this. And he's like, I'm so disgusted with the antipathy in New York that we're not only leaving the police force, we're leaving the state. We're moving down to where else? Florida.
Well, that is disheartening, but not surprising.
Yeah.
I hear that almost every day.
I know. And we have a woke alert. So we're going to talk about the schools and the ire over schools across the country. Yep. Teaching, quote, woke curriculums. It's reaching a boiling point at this point, Frank. Parents in public and private schools across the nation say it's no longer reading, writing, and arithmetic so much as reading, writing, and racism. Several celebrity parents, including Megyn Kelly, have publicly come out and they've posted criticism or they verbalized criticism of this sort of new formula, which some say paints white people as being inherently racist. Kelly has pulled her kids out of their pricey New York City private school, and the trend seems to be spreading. The head of the elite Dalton School on the city's Upper East Side abruptly resigned last week after parents lambasted the school for pushing a, quote, obsessive and wildly inappropriate anti-racism agenda. The prestigious Harvard-Westlake School out in Los Angeles, where the kids of the rich and famous study next to those of billionaire financiers and tech giants, is also under fire. One Hollywood executive said she sent her kid there because it had, quote, robust attitudes towards diversity. But when her son came home and announced that he was bad because he's white and he's a racist and he's an oppressor, this is a little boy, she clearly is having second thoughts about her kids staying at that school. And there's even a new phrase, Frank, for the phenomenon, woke weaning. In other words, your kids are being groomed in this whole concept of wokeness.
Well, I read the column, and Barry Weiss reprinted it in her column, and you referenced a similar column as well last week. And I really feel the frustration of a lot of these parents who are really kind of fed up with being told that they're systemically racist when they haven't done anything that's racist. Well, speaking of race, the Sikh community in Queens is mourning those who died in the mass shooting at a FedEx distribution site in Indianapolis. The Sikh Cultural Society of Richmond Hill, Queens, held a candlelight vigil for the victims last night. At least four victims of the shooting were Sikh, with most of the employees at the processing center a part of the community. Authorities say a 19-year-old was the shooter, and he turned the gun on himself after shooting eight victims. They have not revealed the motive behind his actions.
Well, I think just for me, the real headline was that he was on a mental health hold last year, Brandon Hull was. And his mom said the family tried to get him help. They even reported him to the FBI, who took his shotgun. But then police say he was still able to buy two assault rifles in the months that followed the hold. So the victims you had mentioned in the Sikh community, yes, four of them, but they ranged all of the victims from 19 years old to 74 mm-hmm. years old, which is just
as sad as
tragic.
All right. At 5:15, it is. I actually am a little embarrassed until you mentioned it, Juliet. I did not know it was Hollywood Sid Rosenberg's birthday. Clearly, you're a much better friend to him than I am.
Well, I mean, you couldn't help see it all over, plastered all over his Twitter pages and social media. But still, I knew it was because I heard him talking about it on Friday. And then I remembered that it was right around this time last year when he was talking about
well, this
it. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Would you like me to do my birthday song for you?
I would love that.
John, would you like to come up and do it too?
Oh, this is very nice.
Yeah, my husband and I always sing birthday songs to people. John, can you come up here real quick?
Come on, Johnny.
Please.
Well, we could do it in the 6 o'clock hour too. If that's, John's
well, he's not
ready.
Here he comes. Just, I'm so sorry. I know this is going to take some time,
fantastic.
But we really need to do it fast.
All right.
Okay. And a one and a two. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Happy birthday to you.
Now that is.
Oh, that is fantastic. That is fantastic.
That is a birthday wish come true.
Well, thank you for that. That was perfect. Thank you. That was beautiful.
You're so welcome.
Juliet, John.
Would you like me to do it again in the 6 o'clock hour?
I would like that, yes.
Sure.
Oh, that was great.
Well, we would
thank
like you.
You
to still do the sports.
Okay, we'll do some sports, too, but thank you for that. Who's got the worst record in the American League?
The Yankees.
Very good. They dropped their fifth in a row yesterday, 4-2 to Tampa Bay. They got swept in the series. Don't look now, but with a record of 5-10, only the Colorado Rockies have less wins in all of Major League Baseball. What's going on with the Yanks? 5-10. They're off today. They start a series against the Braves in the Bronx tomorrow. Yet, on the flip side, who is in first place, sole possession atop the NL East? The Mets. Mets beat Colorado yesterday 2-1. 8 strong innings from Marcus Stroman, plus a spectacular behind-the-back catch. And the Mets, at 7-4, now lead the Phillies by one game atop the NL East. What a great update. Yankees in last, Mets in first. NBA Knickerbockers, what a story this continues to be. In overtime, they beat the Pelicans yesterday, 122-112. The Knicks have now won 6 in a row. They're 31-27. They're the sixth seed inside the Eastern Conference. And another double-double for All-Star Julian Randle. He puts in 33 and grabbed 10 rebounds. The Nets, they lose a tough one to Miami, 109-107. Brooklyn is now 1.5 behind Philadelphia for second inside the Eastern Conference. Hockey last night, the Rangers beat the Devils 5-3. The Rangers remain 4 points behind the Boston Bruins inside the Eastern Division for that last playoff spot. And the Islanders shut out the Flyers 1-0. The Isles are now 2 points behind Washington for first place inside the Eastern Division. 10 days away from the NFL draft, the Jets will pick number 2 and the Giants will pick number 11. You're all caught up. Sports at 15 and 45. I'm the birthday boy, Sid Rosenberg, WABC Early News.
5:17, Joe Nolan, did you get Sid anything for his birthday?
No, I did not, but I did tweet him and say happy birthday.
Oh, good man. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Good. You are a mensch, you know that?
Yeah. So on the Jersey Turnpike, northbound the inner roadway, all lanes are closed. Overnight road work, that will continue. And then eastbound on the Jackie Robinson coming into the Kew Gardens interchange now. This is new, an accident. One lane out of service as you head eastbound. Then on the drive southbound at the Brooklyn Bridge, again on that ramp, you got a restriction with an accident. And then also Staten Island bound Verrazano lower level, all lanes are closed again, that because of maintenance. Now, other than that, though, we're in pretty decent shape, at least so far. Mass transit good. Alternate side is in effect with traffic on the 7s. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. And on this Sidney Rosenberg birthday day, we are going to be doing Frank's business story. Coming up momentarily, we're also going to be talking about if you're heading to France this summer, two words, vaccine, trains. And I'll explain that coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update. But we do have some headlines to get to, Frank.
That we do. Quite a bit of interesting news around the region and around the country that we're keeping an eye on. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the federal government to fund the New York City Housing Authority. Schumer says he's looking to double the Biden administration's plan to put $40 billion towards housing systems throughout the nation. The senator says the proposal needs to be upped to $80 billion, in particular detailing NYCHA's backlog of repairs and years of disinvestment. Schumer says, however you want to put it, NYCHA residents are in need of real help, calling the efforts a now or never moment.
Matthew McConaughey for Texas governor. It sounds like maybe a movie, but as they say, all right. A poll shows 45% of folks down in the Lone Star State would vote for Matthew McConaughey compared to 33% for Governor Greg Abbott. Now, I'm not sure exactly who they polled, but the fact is the guy has actually been sort of one of these bipartisan dudes. He's sort of, you know, you've seen him in pictures with Republicans. You've seen him in pictures with Democrats. And he also has, when he's been in interviews, he has sounded like he's almost right leaning, I would say. I don't know if you get that same feeling, Frank.
Yeah, I would, based on what I've heard. And again, it's tough when you only speak out on the issues that you want to speak out at. You really can't get a full picture of someone's politics, but he strikes me as a kind of a nonpartisan guy and pretty independent. I am. So far, do we have any indication of if he would run as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
I'm not clear. I mean, I'm going to guess just because I think it would be smart for him professionally in case the governor thing doesn't work out and he doesn't get run out of Hollywood. I would suggest he would run as an independent.
I think he's one of the few people, because of his celebrity status, that could actually do very well as an independent, even in the state of Texas.
I agree. I definitely agree. Tough. And he's a bright guy. I mean, he really is. And he seems to have a pretty decent outlook on life, which is always entertaining to
and,
listen to.
And some of the most iconic lines in all of cinema, including, "I'll tell you what I like about high school girls. The older I get, they just stay the same age."
So creepy.
But that's why he is a good actor. I'm a fan.
No, he's a great actor. Also, let's talk about Q conspiracy theorist turned elected leader Marjorie Taylor Greene. Not an actor. She has walked back plans, though, for a controversial caucus that critics say was outright racist provocation. The group America First published a 7-page platform vowing to protect, quote, Anglo-Saxon political traditions. The House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy quickly jumped on top of that. He issued a not-so-veiled shutdown of the plan via Twitter. Still, other Republican lawmakers did like the idea. Paul Gosar of Arizona, Louie Gohmert of Texas, and Matt Gaetz of Florida, who is, of course, being investigated, they all said that they were interested in joining the platform. But over the weekend, Green's spokesperson came out and said that the Georgia congresswoman was not planning on launching at this time, and it was just in the early stages.
Mm. All right. Let me tell you what's happening in the world of business. The opening bell rings this morning to welcome a fresh trading week. The S&P 500 finished at a record high again on Friday, closing out its fourth straight week of positive growth. The Dow Jones also finished at a record high after banks blew past analyst predictions for the first quarter in their earnings call. At Friday's closing bell, the Dow was up 165 points. The S&P 500 gained 15. The NASDAQ added 13. Home sales are in the economic spotlight this week. Existing home sales for March are due Thursday, and March new home sales come out Friday. What might be the most closely watched metric, weekly jobless numbers, will be out Thursday. Economists expect to see first-time claims for unemployment benefits continuing to fall, Juliet.
Well, the world hit a devastating milestone over the weekend as COVID death rates surpassed the 3 million mark. Cases, meantime, hit 414 million despite a lot of successful vaccination programs, really, around the world. And experts say the numbers are probably lowballing it because some people just didn't even know they had it, obviously. And some governments likely concealed the true number of cases, at least in the early stages. Officials say the problem is that vaccination efforts are moving forward in 190 countries, but a lot of folks are still refusing the jab because they either believe the shot is dangerous, or the vaccine is an effort to control the masses, or the disease itself is a hoax, or one of myriad reasons. The concern is, from at least the experts and the epidemiologists' point of view, is that we're going to hit a plateau with everyone who wants one having gotten it, leaving those who don't vulnerable to the pandemic. In fact, experts say supply is now outstripping demand in many states. People aren't showing up to get their appointments. And doctors say this could derail attempts to end the pandemic for good.
I don't know if you heard the story that I did in the 4 o'clock hour, or if you read it in today's New York Post, but I was absolutely shocked at the number of nursing home staffers that don't want to get the vaccine. Apparently, yeah, Almost half of nursing home staffers in the five boroughs do not want to get the vaccine. And after what happened last year in nursing homes, I am just dumbfounded that that's the case.
Well, I have a friend who does work in a nursing home, and she has been having a difficult time trying to get pregnant for the last several years. And she is not getting the vaccine for that reason. I mean, she would get it otherwise. And I was really concerned and confused by that because I thought you have to, I would have assumed that they made you get vaccinated, but I guess not. I guess you can't be forced to do that. So this apparently seems to be a lot bigger of an issue for nursing homes, at least, than we thought it was.
Yeah, very interesting. The Department of Health is apparently unveiling these new incentives to encourage staffers to get vaccinated, but at least about half of them don't want to be vaccinated. All right, well, every New Jerseyan 16 and older can now sign up to receive the coronavirus vaccine. Governor Phil Murphy made the announcement earlier this month, saying New Jersey is ahead of schedule. More than 6 million COVID vaccines have already been administered throughout the Garden State. Last week, the governor promised suspending that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would not heavily impact distribution efforts, in part because of what you heard Juliet just reference.
Well, also, speaking of Johnson & Johnson, there's been a lot of concern, obviously, over the blood clot issue, not only of Johnson & Johnson's single jab, but also the UK's AstraZeneca vaccine. But we're getting a lot of new data in, and it turns out that people are 10 times more likely to get a brain blood clot after catching COVID than getting the vaccine. 10 times more likely. And officials really across the world from myriad governments and medical outlets are insisting that the benefits of getting vaccinated far outweigh the risks.
Juliet, have you ever been skydiving?
Absolutely no way.
And it would not be on your list of things to do?
I want to live longer, and skydiving, skiing, things like that will just impede my ability to do that.
Well, this story would seem to provide even more evidence to what you just stated. Bergen County man is dead following a skydiving incident in Pennsylvania on Sunday. The Monroe County coroner says 74-year-old Thomas Yannick was pronounced dead following the incident. His autopsy is scheduled for later this week, which will reveal the cause of death. Reports indicate the incident happened near Sarah Way in Smithfield Township. So a sad story, but certainly something to consider if you are interested in skydiving.
You know, I actually had an opportunity to jump with the Golden Knights, the U.S. Army Golden Knights, and I was going to do it. I was all set to do it. And then something happened. Like, it was when I was at Fox News and I had to bail out of it, pardon the pun, and I wasn't able to, reschedule. And I'm kind of glad. I mean, I think it would have been kind of cool, but still, my luck, and because I'm such a klutz, God knows. It is 5:26. Momentarily, we will get to Joe. Oh, it's 5:27. Look at that. And 4 seconds. Let's head over to traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan. Look at that. Just 8 seconds, 9 seconds.
Right on it. Jersey Turnpike northbound, the inner roadway. All lanes are closed. Again, that overnight road work, that continues now. Inbound at the Holland Tunnel, a 10-minute delay getting into the toll. One lane is out there for road work. Now eastbound on the Jackie Robinson approaching Kew Gardens, an accident with one lane out. You've got that ramp restrictions with the crash on the southbound drive. Getting to the Brooklyn Bridge, Staten Island bound for us onto that lower level closed again for maintenance and alternate site again today. Is in effect. This report is a service of Indeed.com. Trouble hiring? Time to shift gears with Indeed. They go beyond the resume with over 135 skills tests that help candidates show their abilities on things like computer proficiency or customer service. Indeed skills tests reduce hiring time by 27% on average. Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Joe, with that big paycheck of yours, I imagine you travel quite a bit. Now, do you stay in hotels or Airbnbs?
Both. We use VRBO most of the time. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, when we were just down in the Keys, we rented a condo in the Marathon. It's awesome.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the way I like to go. I like to do the Airbnb route, but the Airbnb route and the Vrbo route and the HomeAway and all of these other short-term rental routes are in peril. Unfortunately, I'm going to tell you where. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, but first, let's head over to the news desk for Deb's headlines.
Entertaining and informative, it's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you. It is 54 degrees. Expect some rain showers today. Not getting too warm, only about 67. WABC Early News time is 5:31. I'm Juliet Huddy, along with Frank Morano, and the birthday boy, Sid Rosenberg, will be joining us momentarily, celebrating his 54th, I believe it is.
That's right.
54th birthday.
Yeah. We don't have to get him anything, right?
Well, I actually did get him something.
What? Yeah. Don't make me look bad.
Well, I'll say it's from both of us.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Also, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, a couple important warnings if you're planning on heading to France when it opens to American tourists. But first, we've got some headlines.
All right. I do want to as well thank Eric and Matt, who are filling in for Gabby and Christian today, who are doing a stellar, stellar job.
Always.
By the way, a lot of people think Matt looks like my friend Bill Cortez, who's a seasoned political operative. So on my Facebook page, I have a side-by-side comparison of Matt and Bill Cortez. So you could check that out, Facebook.com/MoranoFan. You be the judge. A World War II-era plane had to make an emergency landing in the ocean on Saturday afternoon during the Cocoa Beach Air Show. According to emergency officials, no injuries are being reported, thankfully. In an online video, the single-engine TBM Avenger makes a soft landing in shallow water south of the beach. The plane was used as a torpedo bomber by the U.S. Navy during the Second World War.
I saw that, and I was wondering, Cocoa Beach Air Show, I was thinking that's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Cocoa Beach, of course, is right by NASA. All right, the gunmen who killed 8 at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis, we're now hearing, and this is information that has just started to break, was a brony. I've never heard this term before, but it's apparently somebody obsessed with the children's cartoon My Little Pony. I don't get it. Anyway, he was allowed to legally purchase rifles despite having his shotgun seized. We're getting a little bit more information on that, too. Brandon Hull, who is 19 years old, he never had a competency hearing after police seized his gun over suicide concerns last year. What would happen in Indiana is if a judge there had found him dangerous or incompetent at the hearing, then Hull would have been barred from buying another gun. If not, his shotgun would have been returned to him. And public records do show that his gun was seized March 3rd after his mom called the cops over concerns that her son had said that he wanted to commit suicide by cop. So I guess the question is, what happened? Well, I mean, right around that time, as you know, the nation went into lockdown. Courts were closing, and that might explain why he never received that competency hearing. And meantime, investigators are trying to seek a motive.
The Pentagon is confirming the authenticity of some recent UFO videos. Photos and videos, yes, of unidentified flying objects recently surfaced on some UFO websites showing objects described as a metallic blimp, a sphere, a pyramid, and an acorn. The website Mystery Wire said the images came from Defense Department briefings. So on Friday, a department spokeswoman told CBS News the videos were indeed taken by Navy personnel. She added, though, the department doesn't discuss those sightings for security reasons.
I bet they don't. And a dramatic announcement in the Northwest. But I have to say, this is one of these situations where if you don't read the actual article, you're going to be completely thinking one way when the story is really another way. Officials in Oregon are considering making masks permanent in workplaces. That's kind of the flashing headline. An emergency rule requiring the coverings is about to expire. And locals say making it permanent is only a way to get past a technicality, which requires a mandate can't be extended past 100 days. Okay, so this is really just some way to get past a technicality. They're not planning on keeping it forever and ever and ever in perpetuity. Still, headline writers from tabloids like London's Daily Mail to even the respected outfits jumped on the story, creating a panic and anger among residents who say it's just a sign of a government gone too far, when really the government's not going too far because they're not planning on keeping the mask mandate in perpetuity, unlike the headlines. So just read the stories.
The lurid meteor shower is filling the night sky with shimmering light this week.
Ooh.
The lurid activity started Saturday and is going to be visible through the 25th. Peak viewing is from midnight, April 21st, to dawn on April 22nd. Although the meteors appear from the northeast, they're visible in the entire night sky.
We've got a lot coming up. We have a story about Peloton, a warning for parents. Really, really important to hear this. Also, we're going to celebrate Sid's birthday with Song and Dance by Frank. And we've got my Jet Set Julia travel update coming up as well. But first, let's head over to Traffic on the Sevens with Joseph Nolan.
If you're going to be about at the Holotunnel, a 10 to 15 minute delay. One lane is out of service for road work. You know, if you're heading in there to the Holland this time of the morning, you're used to nothing. And you've got a 15 minute delay. So one lane going to be out late running road work. Jersey Turnpike northbound, the inner roadway is closed. Overnight construction. Jackie Robinson coming into the Kew Gardens interchange. We still have that one lane out with an accident. And then same thing on the drive coming southbound, getting onto the Brooklyn Bridge. On that ramp also, there is an accident. Staten Island bound for us on a lower level shut for maintenance. An alternate site again today is in effect. With Traffic on the Sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Coming up, Frank's business report, talking about Powerball. I hope it's good news. Did I win? And in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, if you've been to Paris, you've probably broken the law. I told you that last time. Well, if you go to Paris and you run an Airbnb, you may be breaking the law as well.
Here's what's happening at Talk Radio 77 WABC.
You can listen to Talk Radio 77 WABC wherever you go. Don't miss a minute of the latest news, local weather and traffic, your favorite shows and podcasts. And stay up to date by downloading the 77 WABC app on all your devices. Make sure to give us a follow on Twitter at 77 WABC Radio.
And that's what's happening at Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Rudy Giuliani here. Are you prepared for higher taxes, less benefits, and money overall? If Biden eliminates tax deductions for contributions to your retirement account, is your portfolio protected? If he raises corporate taxes, the stock market comes down. What are your plans? Folks, the only way to beat socialism is with gold. Socialists can't redistribute your wealth if it's in the form of gold. Call Monetary Gold right now for your free gold guide. Protect your future. Call now, 888-204-2141. 888-204-2141.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect the policies or positions of WABC Radio, its management, or its sponsors.
Entertaining and informative, it's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning at 5:40. I forgot to turn my microphone on there. That's always a problem. At 5:40, let me tell you what's happening in the world of business. The opening bell rings this morning to welcome a fresh trading week. On Friday, the Dow was up 165 points. The S&P 500 again closed at a record high, gaining 15, and the NASDAQ added 13 points. Well, I don't know if Powerball is much of an investment strategy, but perhaps for you it is. There's still plenty of time to buy tickets for upcoming lottery games, and the Powerball jackpot is now worth $79 million. As for Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot, that's worth $257 million. If you get the lump sum, it's a bit less than if you get it paid out over time, Juliet. What would you pick, lump sum or overtime?
Oh, lump sum. Totally.
I tend to agree.
Yeah, I mean, because then you can make money off of it sitting
right
there in
right
the interest.
They say the time value of money really does count for something.
Heck yeah. It is time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV for more details, pictures, and information. And we had some breaking news over the weekend. France will begin to lift travel restrictions on international travel with non-European Union nations, mainly the United States. And this is starting next month. This is wonderful news. French President Emmanuel Macron was talking about lifting restrictions in May for French citizens and other members of the EU, but then specifically mentioned speaking with President Biden and talking about lifting it for American citizens. Travel ideally will open for U.S. citizens who are vaccinated with a special pass. This would be the so-called vaccine passport, the green passport, whatever you want to call it. The 27 EU countries have agreed on a green pass, as they call it, which says that you have either been vaccinated, you had a test that was negative, or you have recently recovered from COVID. There's been a push to have America have the same thing, just so everything is streamlined. A lot of people are critical about it. I did an Instagram about it yesterday. It was 13 minutes long. It's a little fiery. Would love for you guys to watch it. Also, if you're hoping your summer plans include jumping from city to city in France, you better make sure you learn how to ride the country's extensive rail system. Lawmakers recently voted to ban all domestic flights to destinations that can be reached instead by train within the country of France in less than 2.5 hours. So they say it's a great thing for the environment. It cuts emissions by 40%, or it will cut emissions by 40% by the year 2030. And the new rules basically mean some flights from cities like Paris, Lyon, Bordeaux, and Nantes simply will not exist anymore. Critics, meantime, are furious, saying the airline industry has been hit harder than ever before thanks to COVID, and now is not the time to add to the already heavy burden. France isn't the first to make the controversial move. Austria's main airline cut flights from Vienna to Salzburg, increasing the number of direct trains there from 3 to 31 per day. And when I do travel to Europe, to anywhere really, I always check out the Airbnb availability. And you can often melt right into the local scene, you know, living in a real local's home, going to the local shops, getting to know the local neighbors. I mean, it really, depending on where you decide to have your Airbnb, it really can give you a much more immersive experience. But the short-term renting experience could be in peril. This week, Paris lawmakers adopted a plan to put quotas on how many Airbnbs and, you know, the other short-term rentals, like, as Joe was talking about, Vrbo or HomeAway, things like that, how many are allowed in the city. Critics say the short-term owners and managers don't respect legislation and are transforming certain neighborhoods into touristic sleeping quarters. I know our friends in Venice, Italy feel the same way, same situation in Florence. In those cities, the rules for short-term rentals are among the top 10 priorities for the coronavirus recovery, and they're hoping that the Italian government is going to be moving ahead with limiting the number of short-term rentals available to tourists, which I don't know. I have a hard time with, but, you know, because it's capitalism and whatever. But this also may be an issue in Barcelona and some other European countries as well, Frank.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting. I think that the travel and hospitality industry has already been so hammered over the course of the last year. The continued uncertainty about whether people can use services like Airbnb or VRBO in some of these places, it seems like the last thing they need at this point.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that a lot of these cities are also dealing with the hoteliers who are locals. You know, they're not the big chains, especially in Venice, for instance. And so these hotels are really losing out. So that's another thing, because a lot of these hotels are owned by the local citizens. And so they want to do well by their locals. And I understand that, too.
All right. Before we get to sports with the birthday boy, Sid Rosenberg, I do have a pseudo sports related story that I want to bring to your attention. The NBA is preparing to postpone games after a verdict in the trial of Derek Chauvin. Closing arguments are set for today before the jury begins deciding. ESPN reporting the league is ready to suspend games for at least a couple of days and has told teams to prepare. Some sporting events were postponed last week after the nearby deadly police shooting of Dante Wright.
Yeah, listen, I think it's gross. Again, I have no issue with people taking a side, but go to work. If you want to go home at night and light a candle, if you want to put something on your Instagram or Twitter, God bless you. But to continue to take days off, all that does is cause more divisiveness, which is the last thing we need. So the NBA, quite frankly, should be ashamed of themselves. And I'll give Net and Knicks scores today, and I watch the games, but it's really become gross. Gross.
All right. Well, speaking of the scores you're about to hear,
Speaking of gross. Just kidding.
Yeah, I think
love
it's kind of
gross. Birthday boy.
Thank you, Juliet. Let's get to the other baseball, because this is a story that makes Frank very, very happy. Worst record in the American League, and only the Colorado Rockies in all of Major League Baseball have a worse record than your New York Yankees. Swept by Tampa Bay, they lose 4-2 yesterday. Yankees right now mired in a 5-game losing streak. They're 5-10 overall. Aaron Boone's got no answers, and the Yanks will have to think about it all day today. They do not play. They welcome the Atlanta Braves to the Bronx starting tomorrow. On the flip side, the Mets, they've come around. They beat the Rockies yesterday 2-1. 8 strong innings from starter Marcus Stroman. He also made a spectacular behind-the-back catch. And don't look now, but the Mets at 7-4, they own sole possession atop the NL East first place. One game better than the Philadelphia Phillies. The Mets are also off today. They start a series tomorrow at Wrigley Field, taking on the Cubbies. Talking about the NBA, the Knicks, they've been a great story. This league is aggravates me, but the Knicks have been a great story. In overtime yesterday, beat the Pelicans 122-112, earning their sixth consecutive win. The Knicks are now 31-27, a major shocker. They are the sixth seed in the East. All-star Julius Randle, another big night, a double-double with 33 points and 10 rebounds. And Nets did not win. They suffer a tough 109-107 loss to the Miami Heat and now find themselves a game and a half behind Philadelphia, now in the two spot inside the Eastern Conference. Hockey last night, the Rangers, another win, beat the Devils 5-3. The Rangers are red hot, but they still remain 4 points behind the Boston Bruins for the last playoff spot inside that Eastern Division. The Islanders shut out the Flyers 1-0, and the Isles right now are just 2 points behind the Capitals for first place inside the Eastern Division. And 10 days from today would be day one of the NFL draft. The Jets, they pick number 2, and your football Giants, they pick number 11. Sports at 15 and 45. WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:47. Let's get a look at the traffic with Joe Nolan.
All right, we continue to have problems as you travel inbound at the Holland Tunnel now. A 10 to 15-minute delay. One lane out of service. That for construction. Also northbound on the Jersey Turnpike. That inner roadway is still shut for the overnight road work. That should be out of the way shortly. Southbound drive at the Brooklyn Bridge. The ramp restrictions continue because of that collision. Staten Island bound horizontal lower level. All lanes closed there for maintenance. Mass transit, commuter railroad, subways, everybody on or close. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. The support is a service of Audible. Give spring a whole new sound with Audible Plus. Listen all you want to thousands of select Audible originals, audiobooks, and podcasts, including exclusive series. Start a free 30-day trial at Audible Plus trial when you sign up at audible.com. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic. Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. And we have headlines coming up. But first, from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, the weather today is going to be pretty lousy. We're going to get a mix of sun and clouds in the morning, followed by mostly cloudy skies this afternoon and possibly a few showers, only reaching up to about 65 degrees. Tomorrow looks like a pretty nice day. We'll have clouds and sunshine, kind of a mix of both. We'll get up to about 73 degrees. Hopefully we'll have more sunshine than clouds. By Wednesday, we'll have showers and thunderstorms. The storms may contain some gusty winds, so be careful. We're probably going to start off around the low 60s and only get up to about 65 degrees. Again, we might see some serious thunderstorms, so just keep an eye on that. By Thursday, the weather will clear up, but we're going to get down to about 50 degrees. The current temperature right now in New York City is 54 degrees today.
The White House is warning Russia it would pay a price if an activist dies in jail. Alexei Navalny has been on a hunger strike for 3 weeks. As doctors say, he's in critical condition and at risk of kidney failure any day now. That has cities across Russia demanding his release. Supporters are planning a massive protest on Wednesday. Navalny returned to the country after recovering in Berlin from a nerve agent poisoning.
I just don't understand why he returned to that country. I mean, he voluntarily went with his wife back to the country knowing that they were just, I mean, they had him in the bullseye. It was crazy.
Right. And then, I mean, and if you're going to go back, I mean, if you're fortunate enough to survive a poisoning, I would think you'd eat something when you're imprisoned.
Oh, I don't know. Let's talk about things happening here. And this is actually a big, big concern, a frightening warning for parents who own the Peloton Tread Plus treadmill. Federal regulators are telling owners with kids to stop using the $4,000 workout machine immediately. There's a graphic video. It was put out by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, and it shows a toddler getting caught at the back of the treadmill and essentially being sucked under the treadmill. It's really horrific. The CPSC says it knows of at least 39 incidents involving either kids or pets being injured. And despite the video and warning, Peloton says that it is fighting a federal safety recall, and it has reportedly delayed an investigation into potential hazards.
Juliet, do you have an opinion on term limits for the Supreme Court?
Yes. I don't want there to be term limits.
Okay. I do, and that puts me in the majority of Americans. Most Americans want to see an end to lifetime appointments to the Supreme Court. A new Ipsos Reuters poll found 63% back term or age limits for justices, about 22% opposed any limits. Support for other judiciary reforms was lower, with 38% backing an effort to expand the high court by adding 4 more justices.
Well, I have I definitely support age limits because I think sometimes these justices, not all, but some of these justices hold on and they sort of become ad hoc justices, you know, showing up. I definitely think that there should be an age limit. Do you?
Yes. Well, so welcome back to the majority then.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Life is slowly getting back to a version of normal here in the city. The New York Philharmonic can't perform at its home at Lincoln Center quite yet because Geffen Hall is undergoing a renovation. So as we've all done during the pandemic, it altered things a bit. So now the New York Philharmonic is going to play up these sort of like pop-up places. They headed down to the Shed, which is that really cool facility in Hudson Yards on the west side there, where the orchestra played before an audience for the first time in 400 days last week. It wasn't the entire orchestra, but it was at this Shed event space, which is considered, it's kind of considered the event space of the 21st century because it's able to adapt to different performances and features using these flexible, essentially flexible infrastructure. So it can expand or it can contract depending on the event. So the Shed has been hosting several events and it's really a cool thing to see. Have you seen it yet?
No, not yet. I've heard it's a sight to behold.
It really is. Yeah, it's very, very cool. So it's good to see that New York City is slowly getting back on its feet. It's too bad that it's, you know, it's like the Blackboard Jungle out there with these attacks and just lawlessness.
Britney Spears, though, says she's happy. Spears shared a video of herself on Instagram where she addressed her fans' concerns about her well-being. She said she's totally fine. The 39-year-old singer went on to say that she is, quote, extremely happy, adding she has a beautiful home and beautiful children. Spears explained she is taking a break right now so she can enjoy herself. Her fans' concerns come as the superstar is in an ongoing legal battle over her conservatorship.
Well, speaking of superstars, we are not sure who will be the next James Bond, but we do know that the premiere of Daniel Craig's last outing as 007 is going to be one heck of a production. London's The Mirror this weekend reporting that MGM and the producers of No Time to Die are planning on putting on a red carpet event the likes of which we've never seen, possibly at Wembley Stadium, to the tune of about $14 million for a premiere. The film's release date has been pushed back time and time again thanks to the pandemic, but right now, barring any crises, it'll debut here in the United States on October 8th. Meantime, betting has been suspended, apparently, on the new James Bond, on who it will be, after the latest frontrunner, Renee John Page, announced that he was leaving the show that propelled him really from like obscurity into superstardom. That show was Bridgerton. He announced that he's leaving it. There were reasons given. They all seemed a little sketchy. Other top guesses, including Renee John Page, include Tom Hiddleston, snore, Idris Elba, like it, and Henry Cavill. Yes, please. I'll take 50 of him. I don't know who
wow.
you prefer.
I honestly can say I'm not familiar with any of those actors.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch The Wire?
No, it's on my list. Oh, I'm told it's the best show of all time. People love it. And I think, you know, given my interest in crime and politics and policing, I'm told it's right up my alley.
Oh, it's I've never so seen it. Good. Oh, my gosh. The Wire is amazing. I mean, the actors in The Wire are incredible. But Idris Elba is one of them. And
So Idris Elba, I do remember, I just looked him up. I do know him. I have seen him in some things. He was on The Office for a time, I believe.
He was?
Yeah, one season, I think. Season 4.
The UK Charles. Office or the...
No, the American Office.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I had no idea.
He played Charles.
He played what?
A character named Charles.
Oh, really? Well, he played Stringer Bell on The Wire. Great show.
It's on my list. I am going to see
you've
it.
You've got to watch it.
I will see it.
You won't be able to stop.
No, that's what everyone says, which is why I've been reluctant to begin it.
Mm.
All right. The Secretary of State is defending President Biden's plan to withdraw troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. It was a month after the terrorist attacks 20 years ago when the U.S. first invaded to topple the Taliban. Anthony Blinken says they'll be watching for a reemergence of a terrorist threat. He told ABC's This Week the administration will maintain the means to see if there's a resurgence with time to take action.
Well, there was a really sad and really shocking announcement over the weekend. Peaky Blinders star Helen McCrory has passed away. So a lot of Americans aren't so familiar with her, but she was a very well-known European British actress. Her husband, I think, is somebody that most of us are familiar with. He is the star of Billions and was the star of Homeland, Damian Lewis. ginger-head guy, which just so sad. He released a statement over the weekend saying that his wife passed away from cancer on Friday at the age of just 52. McCrory, she was featured in the movie The Queen and the Harry Potter franchise, among a lot of other things. She reportedly began undergoing treatment not that long ago, and I guess she swore her friends and family to secrecy. And Lewis says his wife told their two children, quote, don't be sad because even though I'm about to snuff it, I've lived the life I wanted to. So, yeah, Helen McCrory dead at the age of just 52.
Whew. That is sad.
Awful.
All right, 5:57. If you want to know how to get to work today, Joe Nolan has your answer. How's it looking, Joe?
Well, don't take the Northern State. You got a problem on the westbound Northern State at Round Swamp Road. Pretty bad accident. Get over to the LIE. If you're Staten Island bound horizontal, that lower level should be reopened momentarily. Same thing on the New Jersey Turnpike. Traveling northbound, the inner roadway, the overnight road work should be out of the way by 6 a.m. at least. And then also inbound at the Holland Tunnel. This has been late-running road work, and as a result of that, you have a good solid 15-minute delay now, and the fact they just bumped it up to 20. So if you're coming inbound at the Holland Tunnel, look for a big delay for this time of the morning. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. This report is a service of Indeed.com. Trouble hiring? Time to shift gears with Indeed. They go beyond the resume with 135 skill tests that help candidates show their abilities on things like computer proficiency or customer service. Indeed skill tests reduce hiring time by 27%. Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. So when we come back, Frank, are you a Lord of the Rings person?
No, I'm not. I've had a tough time seeing those films. I know they're really popular, and I've tried. It's just not my thing.
I mean, I really would like to see the films because there's some interesting news coming out with regard to a television series. Oh. And wait till you hear how much money they're spending on this series based on Lord of the Rings. I'll tell you all about that in the 6 o'clock hour.
And some good news and bad news when it comes to crime in the subways. I'll tell you about that. And my New York Mets are doing great. And if you're a Yankee fan, you are not doing so great. Sid Rosenberg has all the latest news on that. It also happens to be Sid Rosenberg's birthday. So we're going to try and get Juliet to sing to him one more time.
Oh, I'd be happy to.
In the hopes that presents some better chances for his wishes being fulfilled.
Yes, yes. And I hope the folks in the control room, Matt and Eric, get the royal alert ready, because we have an update on the royal funeral from over the weekend and the reuniting of the warring princes. All of that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour.
Buckle up. This is the WABC Early News. Deb Valentine has all your latest local news. But first, here are our friends at Fox News Radio with all your latest national news.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Subway crime, up or down? I'll tell you. And a new poll in the mayor's race tells us who's leading and who may be your next mayor. This is the WABC Early News. Happy Monday. I'm Frank Moreno.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. Yes, happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Deb, as you heard, is following the breaking news. We've got Eric and Matt at the controls. Sid is celebrating his birthday today. He will be in at 6:15. Perhaps I will sing my Eric Cartman version of Happy Birthday to him. And we're also, in addition to what Frank just mentioned, we're going to be talking about the Lord of the Rings series. You won't believe how much this TV series is going to cost. It is more than any TV series in the history since the dawn of time. And also a royal alert and an update on the aftermath of the Prince Harry meeting with his estranged family over the weekend.
Well, and somebody that is estranged from many of his family members is also the person responsible for doing traffic and transit on the sevens.
Suggested he's like a pedophile, and suggested he's getting divorced and cheating on his wife, and now come on, Frank.
He's not a pedophile.
Well, that's something, I guess.
You're
Northern State westbound at Round Swamp, an accident that's being cleared now. Southbound on the Garden State
Parkway. As far as I know.
Right. Right at the Garden State Parkway, exit 69, an accident. A car went off the roadway there. It's in the process of being cleared. There is a delay, so just be aware of that. A big delay inbound at the Holland Tunnel now. 30 minutes coming inbound because of the late-running construction. New Jersey Transit trains, the 426 out of Long Branch due in Penn Station at 623 is 15 minutes late. And alternate side of the street parking rules again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe, and I'm sorry. And from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, I apologize for Frank and his nefarious rumor mongering. We're going to get up to about 66 degrees today. We'll have partly cloudy skies in the morning, and that will give way to showers later in the afternoon. Again, just a high of 66. Tomorrow looks like a pretty nice day, though. Getting up to about 73 with partly sunny skies. Looks pretty nice. Unfortunately, by Wednesday, we'll have thunderstorms. They may contain some strong, gusty winds, so it could be pretty nasty out there at times. We're going to get to 64 degrees for a high on Wednesday. And then by Wednesday night, we drop like a rock down into the mid 30s. And you know what that means? That means that Thursday, even though we'll have some sun, we also won't get too high. We're only going to get to about 51 degrees. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 53 degrees.
Subway crime was down last month, but MTA stats show it remains higher than it was before the pandemic. The NYPD reporting major felonies are down over 50%, while felony assaults are up just over 8% from last year. The report notes the crime stats come with ridership about 67% below pre-pandemic levels through the end of March. In the week since then, more people have been taking the subway, with ridership topping 2 million a day on several days last week. MTA surveys showing crime and harassment continue to be riders' top concerns.
Ugh, yeah, definitely. Well, the world hit a devastating milestone over the weekend, but also the United States hit a pretty successful milestone. The world's devastating milestone is that we have COVID death rates surpassing the 3 million mark. Cases, meantime, hit 414 million, despite the successful vaccination programs, particularly here in the United States and over in the UK. Experts say the numbers are probably lowballing it because people didn't even know they had it. A lot of people just didn't know they had it. And a lot of governments, not a lot, but some governments concealed the number of cases, at least in the early stages. Officials say the problem is that vaccination efforts are moving forward, but folks are still refusing the jab. And there is concern that we're plateauing. However, the good news is here in the United States, at least half the country has been vaccinated. So that is fantastic. Also, there's been a lot of concern over the blood clot issue of the UK's AstraZeneca vaccine and the J&J shot. But we're getting a lot of new data in, and it turns out that people are 10 times more likely, experts say, to get a brain blood clot after catching COVID than getting a vaccine. So officials are saying the COVID vaccine, the benefits of getting vaccinated far outweigh the risks.
Even if it is the Johnson & Johnson one, at least statistically.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Some statues that once belonged to Michael Jackson are going up for sale. Noble art lovers told TMZ a private collector is selling 28 different pieces that were once on display at Jackson's Neverland Ranch in California. The seller wants to keep the collection together, so they're asking for $2.5 million for the collection. Some of the statues are of children, while others are historical figures such as Napoleon and Marilyn Monroe.
Lord. Jaw-dropping numbers for Amazon's Lord of the Rings television series. So I didn't even know there was one because I'm not a Lord of the Rings fan, but I know obviously a lot of people are. The Hollywood Reporter confirming the streaming giant will spend roughly $450 million for just the first season. $450 million.
My goodness.
Yeah, the show is going to be shot mainly in New Zealand, and the country's Minister of Economic Development says bluntly, this will be the largest TV series ever made and the most expensive. I mean, you thought Game of Thrones was something. They spent around $100 million per season. So we're talking about over four times as many dollars being spent. The official description of the show is that the Lord of the Rings brings the heroic legends of the fabled second age of Middle Earth's history back into the fold. It's set thousands of years before the events of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. And the epic cast includes some cast members from Game of Thrones, Kingdom, Homeland, and others, and is set to debut later on this year.
Wow, that's quite a price tag. I'm sure it's going to do very well. Andrew Yang is expanding his lead in the Democratic primary race for New York City mayor, according to a poll. The survey, which was conducted by the left-leaning think tank Data for Progress, shows the former Democratic presidential hopeful running 13 points ahead of his closest rival, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, at 26% to 13%. Only two other candidates, City Controller Scott Stringer and Attorney Maya Wiley, notched double-digit support in the survey, garnering 11% and 10% each.
There is a royal alert. Royal alert for you. The funeral for Prince Philip was reportedly very much like the man himself on Saturday. Dignified, formal, but with unique personality. The socially distant event was limited to just 30 family members and friends. The Queen sat alone, bowing her head much of the time. And although it was televised, clearly the pool production team, Frank, was made very aware of not exploiting the family's grief. So you really didn't see many close-ups of any of the group, but especially of the Queen. Meantime, we finally saw what some say was the possible beginning of the detente between Princes Harry and William. After the ceremony, the brothers and William's wife, Kate Middleton, began to walk together, and after a short chat, Kate kind of pulled back to let the boys talk alone. Meantime, London's Daily Mail reporting Harry has booked an open flight home to Los Angeles, so rather than rushing back to his pregnant wife, Meghan, and his young toddler, he may hold off so he can mend fences with the family and celebrate the Queen's 95th birthday, which is on April 21st. And apparently he is said to have met with his father, Prince Charles, after the funeral, and apparently is having talks with his brother as well. So,
what were your impressions of the funeral services and everything?
I know. Well, you know me. I mean,
I'm a royal watcher.
Yeah, this is my thing. I thought it was beautifully done. I thought the music was amazing, and I thought it was just really cool that he had his. I mean, he planned it himself, so he came in. You know, his casket comes in on a Land Rover that he had designed, and I thought it was really dignified. And it was just sad. I did have, like, my heart kind of ached for the Queen sitting there alone, not able to hold on to anybody. But she's a very, you know, austere woman. So
she's tough, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, today is the day, is the deadline to apply for pre-K for the next school year in New York City public schools. Children born in 2017 are eligible for the city's free program. Meantime, incoming kindergarten placements for the 2021-2022 school year were sent to parents last week and need to be accepted before April 30th.
Well, we need to stop the headlines now because it is a very important day for the early show cast. One of our own is celebrating his 54th. Yes. It is not Frank, because Frank is, how old are you, Frank?
I don't say.
It's not me, because I am not quite 54, nor am I quite 52. And it is Sid Rosenberg. Sidney Hollywood Rosenberg, happy birthday.
Thank you, Julia. That was a beautiful happy birthday rendition that you, John, and the doggy put on for me.
Well, I would love to do it again. Would you like me to do it again?
I would absolutely love that on this birthday. Yes, yes.
And a one, and a two. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sydney. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Beautiful.
Well, it was lilting.
That was awesome, Juliet.
Somebody said I sounded like Cartman, and I say people have often told me that my life resembles that of a cartoon character, so it would make sense.
Well, thank you for that. I thought it was lovely. Thank you, Juliet.
I'm sure you did.
Two happy birthday songs from the beautiful Juliet on this morning.
Did you share a birthday with James Franco as well? Did you know that?
I did know that, actually,
really?
Yes. Yeah, he shares a birthday with me.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. And my mother, Naomi, turns 85 today. So
what?
That was quite a birthday
gift.
54 years
ago.
That's exactly right. Yes, yes,
yes.
That's
amazing. Happy birthday, Naomi.
Thank you, Jules. Here we go. Yankees yesterday lost again. They got swept by Tampa Bay. They're now mired in a five-game losing streak. And don't look now, but the Yankees have the worst record in the American League, and only the Colorado Rockies have a worst record in all of Major League Baseball. Yanks are now 5-10. They've dropped five in a row. They need that off day today. Aaron Boone's got to right the ship. They welcome the Atlanta Braves to the Bronx, a series that starts tomorrow. On the flip side, our New York Mets, they're going the other direction. They beat Colorado yesterday 2-1, eight strong innings from Marcus Stroman, including a beautiful defensive play. And the Mets now find themselves at 7-4, alone atop the NL East, one game better than the Philadelphia Phillies. The Metsies also off today. They start a set at Wrigley against the Cubs starting tomorrow. NBA, the Knicks continue to be the story of the season. In overtime yesterday, yesterday, beat the Pelicans 122-112. The Knicks have now won six in a row, find themselves at 31-27. They're the sixth seed inside the Eastern Conference. An unbelievable job by Tom Thibodeau. All-star Julius Randle, another double-double, 33 points and 10 rebounds. The Nets, they did not win yesterday. They lost a tough one to Miami, 109-107. And the Nets now find themselves in the two spot inside the Eastern Conference, a game and a half behind the Philadelphia 76ers. Hockey last night, the Rangers remain red hot. Beat the Devils 5-3. They still remain, though, 4 points behind the Boston Bruins for the last playoff spot inside that Eastern Division. The Islanders shut out the Flyers 1-0, and the Islanders right now are just 2 points behind Washington for the top spot inside that division. And 10 days from today, folks, is the NFL draft. The football Giants will pick number 11, and the Jets, of course, expected to take BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. They will pick number 2. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
6:17. Joe Nolan, what did you end up doing Friday instead of hanging out with Juliet and me?
Friday, yeah. We were looking for houses.
Oh, all right. Well, that's...
So one popped up, and at the last second, I ran out. My wife and I ran out and looked at...
Where are you moving? Are you moving to Florida like everyone else?
No. We're looking for a place right around here in the Westfield, New Jersey area.
Oh, lovely. Fancy.
But we also are looking at a place in Miami Shores, Florida, too. So.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
You did not clear this with us.
No, I'm not going to live there. It's just to have it. And,
oh, a second home. Look at that.
You're doing well. A lot of money in traffic,
yeah.
Juliet.
Cha-ching.
You do it for 41 years, I guess, yeah. Westbound Northern State around Swamp Road, an accident. The left lane is out. Also going to have delays on the Garden State Parkway. Southbound at exit 69, an accident. That is all off on the shoulder. Also, as you travel on the southbound side or inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, you got a problem right at the bottom of the ramp to the Harlem River Drive. And disabled that also in the right lane. And again, that Holland Tunnel, big, big delay. Over a 30-minute delay now inbound. One lane closed. Late running construction and alternate side again today is in effect. This report a service of DEA Take Back Day, April 24th. Use your unused or expired prescription drugs. They could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Saturday, April 24th, to find a collection site near you, visit DEATakeback.com. Traffic on the 7s. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
You know, I still need to save a few more pennies for my massive palazzo in Venice, so I'm not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. Frank's business is coming up momentarily. Frank, what will you be discussing?
I will be discussing the plummeting price of Bitcoin.
And Sid will be discussing what is coming up on Bernie and Sid in 1 minute.
We're running a strange program, y'all.
It's a long way till dawn without Frank Morano and the other side of midnight.
Scientific proof of their existence, meaning alien civilizations.
Intriguing conversation, guests and callers.
I have to listen to him. Now I really can't sleep. I can't wait until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Who needs sleep when you've got Frank Morano and the other side of midnight?
I'm a different man since this call began 30 seconds ago.
Live and local all night long on North America's most powerful radio station, 77 WABC.
On September 11, America and the world made a commitment to never forget. Since then, it's been the Tunnel to Towers Foundation helping us to honor our words with action. On that day, so many people gave their lives while saving others. Tunnel to Towers carries forward that legacy of courage and heroism by honoring our country's military and first responder heroes. People who are willing to die for you and me. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our country's most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Honor that commitment. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. America's heroes need your support. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect the policies or positions of WABC Radio, its management, or its sponsors.
This Saturday at 4 p.m., the New Jersey Globe Power Hour, hosted by the Globe's editor-in-chief, David Wildstein. This Saturday at 4 p.m. on 77 WABC. entertaining, and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
All right. Well, the opening bell rings this morning to welcome a fresh trading week. The S&P 500 once again closed at a record high on Friday, closing out its fourth straight week of positive growth. The S&P was up 15, the NASDAQ was up 13, and the Dow was up 165 points. Bitcoin, though, fell as much as 15% over the weekend, just days after hitting record highs. According to Bloomberg, the world's most popular digital currency dropped after reports of speculation the Treasury Department might move against money laundering using digital assets. Despite the decline, Bitcoin is valued at more than $1 trillion, rising nearly 700% over the past 12 months, Juliet.
Well, it is 6:22 right now, and we have a man who is a man and a myth and a legend.
All of them.
He's also a birthday boy, and he's also a Hollywood superstar, rising star, I would say, soon to be an Oscar winner, Sid Rosenberg.
that's a lot. Thank you very much.
It is a lot. You can send me a check later on. And so what is coming up on your show today? Is it all going to be one big celebration?
No, it's not. No. My mother just called me.
Naomi.
Naomi. I said, Mom, I'm on the air with Frank and Juliet. I got to go. It's her birthday today,
listening?
Too.
Happy birthday.
Well, no, she's off the phone now, thank you. She's listening, yes, up in White Lake / Monticello, New York.
Oh, should I sing to her as well?
She would love that, sure. Absolutely.
I don't want to do that to the world. I'll do a private recording.
Oh, even better. Thank you for that.
I will.
We have a regular guest today, though, Juliet, Rich Lowry, National Review. He's so good on a Monday, kind of recapping the weekend in politics. He'll be here. And our old friend Monica Crowley, who spent the whole day here last week during the Israeli Independence Day, she's going to stop by at 8:42. So those are the two guests I know about. I have no idea what else is going to happen, but we'll cover all the major stories, including the funeral on Saturday. And I agree with you. I thought it was lovely. And for a guy that goes to St. Patrick's Cathedral as often as I do, I really want to go to St. George's Church. Really badly.
I'm dying to go to. We've got our tickets to go. And we'll be there at the same time, Sid. We're going to be in England at the same time.
We are. Yes, we're going to be there looking for colleges for Ava. And visiting her boyfriend, Toby. He lives by Wimbledon, which is not far from the actual city of London. So, yeah, we'll get together.
And, we have to.
We'll save the birthday dinner, the four of us, for England. How about that?
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, we'll also be celebrating our four-year anniversary. And
for me,
making it to 4 years, wedding is a huge deal. So we have to celebrate that. Pop the champagne.
So I noticed you were off yesterday, Sid, from your Sunday sports show.
Yeah.
Did you do anything special to celebrate your birthday?
No. It's funny because with the Facebook era and all these social media things, people start to find out about your birthday before you even realize it is your birthday. So I started receiving messages on Saturday, and I felt compelled for some reason, it's very annoying, on my part, I should say, to go on social media yesterday and say, my birthday is not until Monday.
I saw that.
You saw that, right, Juliet? Because I think it's bad luck. I don't know. So I told her, wait till Monday. And that's basically what I did all day yesterday. I did make a trip to the cemetery to see my wife's mother and grandmother. Her grandmother died April 10th. Her mother died April 16th. So yesterday was kind of a solemn day before today's celebration. And today's going to be fun. We're going to, you know, eat something at home tonight and can't go out on a Monday night. Mm-hmm. So we've got something planned for the weekend. We'll have a cake and Ava and Gabriel will sing just like Juliet did. It'll be a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, happy birthday.
I'm sorry I didn't get you anything. No, you're not. On a somber note, this is the first year that I'll be celebrating a birthday in my 54 years on this planet without my father. My dad, last year, before he passed away in July, did leave me a happy birthday message. He sang to me like Juliet has this morning. I'm going to play that coming up on Bernie and Sid.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, you're not going to be able to keep it together.
No, I'm not. No.
You're going to please play it at the end of the show because you're going to be a pile of tears and everybody else will be too.
Well, good. That's what I want to do to everybody. I'm going to crush everybody on a Monday morning.
It's not depressing. What it is it's heart-rending and it makes us appreciate our own families.
Exactly right. Well said, Juliet. Thank you, guys. I love you both so much.
Stay tuned to the Bernie and Sid show with the birthday boy Hollywood Sid Rosenberg. Coming up at 6:30, we're just about a minute away from Joe Nolan.
I have a quick one.
Please, yes.
This is a really cool thing, too. a fascinating find in Guatemala. Archaeologists discovered what they think is a hidden embassy in the legendary Mayan city of Tikal. It was recently discovered by aerial laser scans that can actually, you know, pierces through the centuries of dirt and jungle growth. It was a kind of a compound. It includes a pyramid, a burial site, and items that suggested the presence of a rival city hundreds of miles away. And that the rival city, apparently they had good relations with this Tikal city, but then something went wrong and the rival city conquered Tikal in the late 300s AD. So anyway, can you imagine like an actual pyramid under all of this growth?
That is crazy.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, me too. All right, we're going to be back tomorrow. I will say the text message of the day goes to listener James Toto, who, in response to our skydiving discussion, said skydiving is still safer than the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Oh, please. It is not. And the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is going to be resuming on Friday.
It was clever, though, I must say. It was clever. All right. We're out of here. The Bernie and Sid Show are next. Joe Nolan has all your traffic. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
All right, guys. Have a good day. And if you're traveling inbound at the Holland Tunnel, we are jammed up. Late running construction, the Skyway now all the way back to the Hackensack River. And if you're traveling at the Jersey Turnpike approach, a good solid 30-minute delay. So you've got a big problem inbound at the Holland Tunnel. George Washington Bridge, ramp to the southbound drive, a stall in the right lane, southbound on the Garden State Parkway, down at exit 69, an accident off on the shoulder. And then on the westbound Northern State around Swamp Road, there is a collision, that also being cleared. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. Mass Transit now on or close to schedule. Traffic on the 7s. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.